So what kind of questions are we going to be asking as we interview these characters?
Well, of course, we're going to be asking, first of all, what do they do as far as their investments go?
Why would we ask that? Does it matter?
Well, if I have a realtor, for example, a real estate agent, and they're looking for investment property, if they're not an investor themselves, they do not likely understand the investor mentality. Because somebody who wants a home for themselves, they're looking for a completely different type of property than somebody who wants a house that returns a good investment to them.
Understood. So we're going to be really looking for people who tune into the mindset of this wealth creation avenue that we've chosen.
We do. And somebody, again, who will ask us the right questions. What do we want? What are we looking for? What are we after? How do we want to work with them? A simple example is, do we want to do a lot of the work ourselves, or do we want them to do all the work?
In the case of any one of those positions, I mean, talking generally, how many potential team members would you interview before you said, okay, I think I've looked enough, I'm going to choose this one?
I may only interview one, John. Maybe that the first person I interview, I just really like. You don't have to shop. Mm-hmm. You just need to find the right person. Whether that's the first person you find or the 10th person you find, just find the right person.
And would you look for them sort of by looking online, or would you ask people? I mean, practically speaking, I want to get a sense of how to assemble this team as fast as possible.
Well, the first person I'd be talking to is my coach, because presumably my coach has done this with other people. And so they might have a group of people that they like working with in the type of investment area I like. So a referral is always best, because and it's best to come from somebody that knows what they're talking about. So a referral from, for example, your coach is always going to be, almost always going to be better than a referral from your next door neighbor.
I'd like you to talk a little bit about how we interact with the people that we're surrounding ourselves with, because we've identified a mentor, we've identified a coach, we're assembling this team, but there are good and bad ways of working with others. I mean, what in your experience have been effective ways of using these human resources to create wealth?
Well, there are a couple of keys to working with these people. First of all, it's important to recognize that these people need to make money themselves. So we need to understand that it's not important how much they charge us. It's important how many results we get from them, what kind of return we get. So we need to not be cheap to begin with. Another thing we need to recognize is that we need to work with them frequently. So we need to have frequent contact, because we need to maintain and build these relationships. Remember, these are people that are critical to our success. We want to treat them the way we would like to be treated. And we want to have continual contact with them so that they have us and our needs on their mind. If we're not talking to them, it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind.
So now let's reflect on this. We're developing a written strategy. We've got goals, we've got timelines, we've broken it down into steps. We're looking specifically to how we use leverage, which includes, of course, the use of this team, how we bring velocity to this. And very important, you insist that we pay special attention to taxation as a powerful tool for accelerating wealth creation.